Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I have a bit of theater news first. This one did sort of surprise me, I have to say. The revival of Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, will play its final performance on Broadway May 5th. The production opened in March of 2023. So yes, a nice run, but I sort of thought this one was bulletproof. I assume the change of cast was obviously what made the difference. Josh Groban, you'll recall, originated the role of Sweeney in this revival, joined by Tony Award winner Anna Lee Ashford. Well, they were recently replaced by Aaron Tveit as Sweeney and two-time Tony Award winner Sutton Foster as Mrs. Lovett. But for whatever reason, this Sondheim show has put up its notice alongside the Neil Diamond one nearby. So just in time for a new musical to hit Broadway, which brings me to The Notebook. Now, this one is selling pretty well so far, but I'm not necessarily expecting real positive word of mouth. I liked the actors, the music was fine, but frankly, the show's use of interracial casting is unnecessarily frustrating. Younger and middle-aged characters may are black, while their older versions are white, and vice versa. Now, colorblind casting is great, usually, but having the same characters within a show change color is a lot to ask of ticket buyers, especially, frankly, older ones who do most of the ticket buying. Anyway, I'm very curious how The Notebook fares on Broadway. The reviews were tepid at best. Next up for me was Corruption at Lincoln Center's Mitzi Newhouse, a production that also has received largely so-so notices. My own is somewhere in between. The show, written by the highly prolific J.T. Rogers, he's a man behind Oslo and the TV series Tokyo Vice, which I like. This one deals with the Rupert Murdoch phone hacking scandal of several years ago. 13 very good actors come in and out, occasionally playing multiple roles, but not changing color, by the way, as prime ministers, members of parliament, shady police officers, journalists. Bartlett Scher's direction moves briskly. The story raises some still pertinent questions, and the audience seems to stick with its 2 hours, 40 minutes. Somehow I was hoping it would dazzle and surprise a bit more. There's a lot of exposition and projections and video, which can all distract as much as instruct. Maybe it needed an Orson Welles to make that true story come more excitingly to life. Now, I bring up his name for a reason. Orson's Shadow, which was a hit off-Broadway more than a decade ago, is back, playing in the East Village, now at the Theater for the New City. The play is about a Dublin rehearsal of a production which boasted Welles as director and Laurence Olivier and his future wife, Joan Plowright, in the cast. His former wife, Vivian Leigh, also shows up in this play within a play. Orson's Shadow is written and here directed for the first time by Austin Pendleton. He's in his early 80s now and truly one of theater's legends. I highly recommend this two-hour production. My final play of the week was, well, it was my third at the Perlman Center, known as PAC, near the World Trade Center. This is actor Lawrence Fishburne's one-man show called Like They Do in the Movies. It's rather an odd title, and people should know that this is not a name-dropping tale of those he has worked with in Hollywood, quite the opposite. And in fact, it takes a bit of time into this 2.5-hour piece to understand what it is. I won't give too much away, but Fishburne is a lovely, compelling storyteller. And ultimately, these are stories of those who impacted his life. Specific to him, of course, but I dare you not to find moments to relate to. The show is up until the end of the month, and it's lovely to see a highly diverse audience cheering one of its heroes. So these are a busy couple months now on and off Broadway. The Ally, starring Josh Radnor and written by Itamar Moses, which I've talked about here, is being extended a third time at the Public. It's a special, if intellectually challenging, night out. I just heard the two of them talk about the play's process, not uncomplicated, by the way, especially when the latest Mideast war broke out. I suddenly thought we were either doing the most important or the least important show, said Radnor. I feel I'm embodying the kind of anguish so many feel now. Amen to that. I felt a division within myself as I was writing it, added Moses. While there is no violence per se in the show, the words are weaponized. Anyway, you've got 3 more weeks to see The Ally. Another show that is bringing out mixed political feelings is the current production of Ibsen's Enemy of the People, and I will discuss that one next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.